This morning on Radio Theater, Tom Isbell, a man who just cannot sit still and watch Netflix like a normal person, joins us. He is the playwright and the artist behind the new production of One River, Many Stories. Hey, Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
So you get bored easily. You say, oh, gosh, you know, I don't have enough to do directing theater and teaching, so I'm going to write a novel. And then, oh, I'll write a play. And then somebody's got a barn. Let's do a show. You're that guy.
Well, I'm just trying to stay off the streets.
And the streets are very appreciative.
I thought so, yes.
One River, Many Stories was a fascinating program that I heard about a year ago when John Hatcher and Paul Lundgren were talking about this idea.
Right.
Mike Simonson, a veteran broadcaster and a highly respected broadcaster over in Superior, had a plan to do a big journalism project about the St. Louis River. Unfortunately, he died before he could realize that dream. And Paul Lundgren and John Hatcher grabbed that ball and ran with it. And they said, what would happen if we had an entire community creating a journalism project around one topic? So here we've got a project that includes personal stories, it includes photographs, it includes videos, it includes journalistic pieces, it includes scientific input. And you say, oh, yeah, that's got a play written all over it. How'd that come about?
Well, I was just so taken with the idea. I thought I went to one of the informational sessions that John Hatcher and his colleague Jennifer Moore led, and I thought it was the coolest thing. I mean, it's, you know, it's getting us all to play together. And I'm not a journalist, but I thought it was about storytellers, and that's what I liked about it. They were appealing to all storytellers, Paul and John and Jennifer, to tell the stories of the St. Louis River. So I thought, well, you know, we tell stories in theater. This would be good for us to get out of our little corner of UMD and play nice with other people. And I just thought, you know, we need to tell more stories of our community. We do all these other plays, but we need to also focus on what's right here. So I was just in love with the idea, and it's not like some of them jumped out and said, oh, these would make a great play. But I thought, well, there's got to be a way that we can do that, and some came easier than others.
You even met with, thanks to the magic of social media, I know these things, you even met with our very own Laura Erickson of For the Birds.
That's right.
In an effort to either add authenticity or, did Laura do anything? I'm trying to remember. Did she do anything specifically about the St. Louis River for the project?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I would go through that website every day, but there was so much, all wonderful stuff. But I knew that there were other tie-ins that I wanted to talk about. So even if they hadn't contributed, I knew that her experience with birding along the St. Louis River was really an important story, and it was a way to look at another aspect of nature through one of the giants of our community, you know. And so Laura provided that window, and Laura is an awesome person. And so I interviewed her, and in a sense, she is then a character in the play, and there are a lot of people like that in the community. You know, Sheila Packa, for example, Eddie Gilmore, they're characters in the play. And that's exciting. And, you know, you mentioned Mike Simonson. Mike Simonson is talked about in the play because within the play, we chronicle the writing of the play. And we talk about where this came from and Mike Simonson's influence and legacy. And, you know, for me, that was one of the exciting things about the play, is a chance to kind of celebrate all the amazing people as well as the amazing St. Louis River we have here. So it was so fun to work on. It was challenging, but it was enormously satisfying.
Let me take this down one step from the sublime to the ridiculous, which is...
You're talking to the right person.
Well, you and I both. This is kind of this is really our wheelhouse. I'm curious, when you start portraying real people, one of the things that you have said you like best about this is that this is a play about real people right here, right now in our community.
Right.
But once you start portraying real people on the stage, it would seem to me that said real people would either start squirming because they don't like their performance or they don't think the person playing them, you know, we all know who would play us in the movie, and they're all glamorous and attractive. but, you know, how has that been casting actors to play real people, many of whom we actually kind of know what they look like and what they're like in real life.
Right. Well, that's a great question. I think it was one of the things we wanted to address. And in fact, we come out and say it in the play that, you know, these actors are 18 to 22 years old. And so they're younger than the people they're portraying. And so just by the nature of the play itself and how we're presenting it, we're not trying to do a realistic depiction. And so we just kind of just throw that out there from the very beginning. And then that coupled with the fact that these are 11 amazing actors, and I'm not just saying that, they're 11 amazing actors, and they approach these people with such humility and sensitivity and respect that I think there's no question that every one of these people will be honored and flattered by how they're portrayed, because these students, they get it, you know, they understand, they didn't know these people until we started working on this project, but they have so much respect for them from afar that I think it's a really interesting thing. And the other layer to that is, I think what's exciting for us as an audience is we hear the words of Sheila Packa and Laura Erickson and all these people, and then we see these 18 to 22 year olds who are so invested in these people and this place, and they're not from here. I mean, they're from Wisconsin, they're from the Twin Cities, they're at UMD to go to college. And so there's this extra layer of concern and respect, and I just think we're moved by that. I certainly am every night.
Tom, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's always a joy to have you with us.
Likewise. Thank you, Lisa.
Tom Isbell this morning, the author of UMD Theater's One River, Many Stories. Tom joined us this morning as our guest on Radio Theater. Radio Theater is made possible in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.